Testing, testing. Yeah, okay, here we go. My name is Thomas. I'm trying to find my way back, and this is the Walk and Talk. I feel like today is difficult. Sunday again, and all I want to do is chill. And I can't, because I have to do the routine, have to do the ritual, which is not a ritual, because I'm trying to make it not a ritual, but it is a ritual. And here we are. And it's blowing a lot today. There's a lot of wind, so sorry about that. Other than that, sun is up, clouds in the sky. It's a fairly nice day. It's a little chilly and a lot of windy. And I don't really want to talk about anything in particular. But I have to go out and do this. And anyways, like, if anyone's actually listening to this, I am tremendously grateful because it does help. It helps keeping me motivated. It helps making me do this every day, upload it every day. And I feel like if I was just stashing it in my pocket, I would find excuses. I would find excuses to not do it or be like, oh, I don't have to do it properly, or maybe I'll just do it tomorrow. Then I'll postpone it and then I wouldn't do it. So to that regards, if anyone is listening out there, thank you so much. If you guys are just downloading it to keep me happy and just giving me, making it look like people are listening, that's actually also helpful. I'm not looking for a support group. I'm just looking for a pat on the back and nod off the head saying, good job, keep going. And just to recap what happened yesterday, because I set an intention of trying to survive a social gathering, I did, to some regard. I really didn't want to talk to anyone at the party about what I'm doing, more just try and be proud of being on the journey and being where I am right now, and knowing that I am on a path to some sort of betterment. And one of the guests started questioning a lot, like, what are you doing right now? Why aren't you working? Maybe you should try and find some work. And maybe he wanted to help in a way to figure out how to get me back to work. And I'm finding my own way right now, and I don't feel like I need someone else to help me out. Even, I mean, I know this guy, I know this guy stopped working for a while because he was down with stress at some point recently as well. So, I mean, he does have knowledge, he does understand the situation, but even though I just didn't feel like I wanted to look someone in the eyes and talk about this like we discussed yesterday. So I just tried to avoid his questions, and he just kept asking, and I kept trying to dodge it. And I kind of felt like my mask was getting more and more transparent. And in the end, he gave up, I think, or the children required our attention or something. I managed to get out of it. But other than that, I mean, it was fairly okay to be there. And it was nice to be there with the kids. The adults were, like, chill also. I didn't manage to stay at the grill because my daughter woke up prematurely from her nap when the guests arrived, and she was a bit grumpy and wanted daddy. So my wife ended up putting the sausages on a frying pan instead of being on the grill, but that was okay. It didn't impact me in any way that I didn't have a chance to just stand around by the grill. So I feel like I managed to stay on course even though life started misbehaving or changing direction without me like guiding those directions. And it felt like I was fairly in control of the situation throughout. I did, however, feel exhausted afterwards. And so did my wife feel exhausted, and my kid was exhausted because she'd been playing really hard with all the other kids. So we just collapsed on the sofa all together, and my kid with the iPad, she got to watch some animation. And we chilled. And that was okay. And I didn't feel any like severe spikes of anxiety. It was just, I was just tired, just really tired. And today I also woke up being tremendously tired, not really wanting to do anything, just wanting to take a breath, chill. So that's just to keep you guys updated about what's going on. And it made me think, when I was in the gym just before walking, that one of the things that might help me like come back to some sort of normality would be to reevaluate my work-life balance, like the amount of time I am expecting myself to use on my job and how much time I feel like I have to pour into the family life to not feel that I'm neglecting anyone. And obviously try and make some time for myself. It is so funny because just before that second, I was like, I need to make space for work and I need to make space for everyone else in my family. But it didn't occur to me that I also have to make space for myself. Which contradicts the whole, you need to stand up for yourself. Man, come on. You need to stand up for yourself. But standing up for yourself doesn't mean neglecting your kid. It doesn't mean that I have to like run away and say, okay, now you guys are on your own because daddy needs to find the joy in life. I'm guessing that also has to kind of balance itself out somehow. Need to figure that out. Not today, though. Today, I'm just contemplating. And one major issue is that I work in the film business. And quite a lot of people want to work in the film business. It's a highly coveted job or like line of work. And that means that whoever is working in the business needs to work extra, extra hard, because otherwise someone else, very, very talented, is standing ready and wanting your job. I know that for a fact because I actually teach them. I teach the people who want my job. Which is, in fact, not a bad thing. I thoroughly enjoy teaching sound design at university level, and I enjoy working with the students, and I really enjoy like teaching the skills that I possess, because it makes me like try and put words on what I'm actually doing and figure it out. It's a nice mental challenge. But it is kind of contradictory how a job that I have worked really, really hard to be in, that I am somehow afraid to lose because there's a lot of young people who wants it, I'm actually teaching them how to do that job. Stupid. But I mean, I actually teach that it's not necessarily how good you are. It's not necessarily just being really good at something that makes you like secure jobs and make people want to work with you. It is also who you are, what you bring to the table on a personal level. So I think I'm guessing that's why it never really occurred to me that teaching what I can do is making me like potentially lose my job. It is more of a if I'm not fun to work with, if I stop being able to actually do the work, then they have a really good shot at replacing me. And I think maybe that's not a bad thing, because right now what's required is sometimes just tons and tons of spare time and an abundance of energy. Sorry, I'm walking backwards into the wind to try and make sure it's not hitting the microphone too hard. It's a bit tricky. So walk and talk backwards. Sorry, back to the topic. I was thinking that one thing that I can do to try and figure out how to make more space for me and family and everything is to try and figure out how to do this job or do a job just without putting the amount of hours in that I keep feeling that I have to. And that is really tricky, because it seemed like lately all the jobs that I've been managing to get have been under some sort of time pressure. Like, for fuck's sake, the last job I got, just when we started it, I was told that the company who hired me to do the job and a few others, they got denied the amount of time that they wanted to do the job properly and was given half the budget or half the time to complete the project. So before we even started the project, we were told that from their estimates, we had half the budget and half the time to complete the project. And from that, their point of view, we should just work extra hard. I was like, who the fuck does that? Like, that is devastatingly hard to hear. And you come into a project trying to be full of energy and you're told like, okay, from the get-go, you have to run. And I think to be able to survive, I need to say, if that's the way you want to do business, if that's how you wanna, if those are the people you want to hire, count me out. I'm sorry. I'll go find something else. And it is really difficult, because I mean, like I said, the film business is a hard business to work in. There isn't a lot of work going around. So if you say no to something, there might not be work. I mean, then even if I was capable of working and I said no to a job just because it was hard, I might end up saying, okay, that's it for the next half year. I don't have work because there is nothing else out there. And maybe that is a sign that I need to just find something else completely. Like if, and I know that there's been made documentaries and research studies into the film business that people like almost die of stress from working in the movie business. And how ironic it is that even though I'm good at what I'm doing and people want me on projects, that I might have to turn around and say, sorry, not under those circumstances. I will work and I will do a great job, but not if it requires me to sacrifice my sanity and my health. Sorry, just not happening. Find someone else who's willing to make those sacrifices or who can cope with that kind of running. And stupidly enough, I could for a time, like when I was younger, for sure. It's dumb because, well, not dumb, but to give you a little background information, I started in this business a little late. I started in my 30s because up until then, I was trying to do all sorts of other things. And I was actually pursuing a career in IT management and server administration. And I was working with computers all day, trying to fix other people's computer problems. And it was making me it was making me equally sad that I had to sit all day solving other people's problems with computers. And I wanted to do something creative. I wanted to create something and participate in creating something or creating something off my own. And here I am again after 10 years in my 40s, in front of a computer, solving other people's problems. Now, these are not other people's computer problems. I am fixing bad sound and making it sound good. And that's what I do for a living. I restore bad recordings, not bad recordings, but I take what's recorded on set. There's a lot of wind in this place. Okay, fuck it. I can't escape the wind today. I feel like it's impossible. Sorry, back to topic. My job for the last year or so, because I do all sorts of things in sound design, but my main job has been to take the sound, record it on set, and make it better. Fix all the problems there are, like inconsistencies, wind hitting the microphone, or bad dialogue, rustling, scratches, all sorts of things that happens, and make it sound amazingly pretty and ready to be in a feature film. So in a way, I have taken a long turnaround back to exactly where I was 10 years ago, where I vowed to not be. I told myself, sitting in front of a computer on my own, fixing other people's problems is not what I'm supposed to be. It's not what I'm supposed to do. It's damaging my health. I feel like I live in a cave. I don't interact with people. Or that's at least, that's how I felt back then. And I wanted to get out in the real world. And I wanted to do something worthwhile. I wanted to be creative. I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to do something. Not just fix people's problems. Which is ironic because I'm actually really good at fixing people's problems. Be it either that their computer is misbehaving or the sound of the film isn't exactly what the director wanted it to be. It's like somehow I'm being pulled in to this situation again and again and again. Well, not again and again and again. This is like a whole 10-year circle back to where I started. With the addition of now not only being responsible for myself, I now also have a wife and a child, and a mortgage and 2 cars, a lot of insurances and bills, and not enough time to make everyone happy. And I forgot all about myself in the process. And I felt like when I started this walk and talk that my salvation, the solve to this problem would be to just work less. Create more time for the individual components of the mix. I don't know. Is that the problem solver? Just spend less time doing the different things because you can't outrun destiny. You are meant to solve other people's problems, not solve your own. Well, to be honest, one thing that's happening right now is I'm telling my own story. I have decided, for better or worse, that for like approximately half an hour each day, I tell my own fucking story. I don't solve other people's problems. I am not responsible for anyone else. I am not responsible for my story being anything. I'm telling my own fucking story. And I'm telling it to the world. There you go, world. This is my story. So be it on a subconscious level, I actually decided to go and do what I've been trying to do for 10 years. Since I figured out that I shouldn't sit in front of computers, I'm walking, I'm out in the world every day, and I'm telling not just a story, but my story. And you know what? I've been wanting to do this for 10 years, and I didn't have the guts to do it because I was afraid of what people might say, of what people might think, whether it would be a good story or a shitty story. I was afraid that the quality of the way of telling the story wasn't as good as the other people that I admire that tell their stories. I was scared that I wouldn't be heard, that I wouldn't be understood, and that I wouldn't be able to follow through. I was scared. And in a way, I'm still scared. I mean, I just started this thing out, like, not necessarily asking to be heard, but thanking if there is actually someone listening, then thanking you, listening to my story. And maybe it's worth it to note that whether people are listening or not, whether you are listening or not, is of consequence. At least down the road. Because just telling the story, just being out here doing it, I think that's enough for now. I think on the small scale, just doing what I've actually been wanting to do, and this is not something that I've been wanting to do and been trying to pursue for 10 years. This is deeper. This is rooted much deeper than that. I've been wanting to tell my story, or a story. I don't think I ever really thought about which story, if it was mine or just a story. I don't know. For as long as I can remember, I think I wanted to do that. And maybe it's rooted deeper than me wanting to tell a story. Because I feel like there's an importance to this walk and talk that is digging into something deeper than just wanting to do it. Maybe there's something to dig into. I think... Oh shit, there's the wind again. I should really try and figure out how to do these walk and talks without being compromised by wind all the time. I might need to sit down and construct some sort of rig that keeps the microphone better protected. Maybe this is a little pin that I need to put in this question and bring it up with my psychologist. Because this is something that's interesting to pursue. And all I wanted was to just take a chill walk today and not try and solve the big issues of life. And here we are, with life telling you, maybe there is a big issue here that you're trying to solve without even knowing it, by doing it. Ooh, life, you are a fucking asshole sometimes. Why don't I see these things? I mean, wouldn't it be nice if you just had a big neon sign, like, in front of your face, like, turn right, turn left, like a fucking GPS. This is what you're meant to do. This is why you're meant to do this. Guessing if life was that easy, it wouldn't require you to live it. Life is funny sometimes. Okay. So, I'm going to go back to my family, and I'm going to spend some time with them. Hopefully some, we'll do something nice. We did something nice earlier today. We went to an animal park. And there was a little cage that we didn't know about where you could feed the monkeys. You could have a little cup with a fruit and you walk in there and the monkeys climb all over you. And they were fucking adorable. And my child loved it, obviously. What kid doesn't like monkeys? Especially small, cute ones that eat fruit. And finding time to yourself and also finding time to find happy moments with the people you love and care for. Isn't that all? I mean, that's about it, right? I think someone at some point said, all everyone wants to do is be happy. So let's go and try and be happy. It's a good intention for the rest of the day. Let's go be happy. And I think I'll switch off the recording now because the wind is going to be nuts up ahead and I don't really feel like there's any more words today. So if anyone's out there, again, thank you so much for listening. If not, then it's safe in my pocket. Bye-bye.